Gestapo came with trucks and everything else. My mother was killed in front of me.
They put the gun right into your temple. I was afraid that they were going to shoot.
When the immigration officials would come, my grandma would say, "Cry, children, cry."
If you asked her most proud moment, she would pull out those American citizenship papers and show them off.
I'm Sherry Henry. I am an American. Now, who doesn't say that with overwhelming pride? Yet all of us, except perhaps those of Indian blood, once came from someplace else. For we are truly a nation of immigrants, grateful to our ancestors for having made the remarkable journey. And most of us have stories to tell. You'll hear some of them today. Legends passed down through the years, always with pride, sometimes with tears.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America.
What is your name, the officials would inquire. Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Do you have relatives here? Do you have work? Do you have a criminal record? Are you an anarchist? The passenger ships that had brought them there lay at anchor in the harbor, ready to return any who were rejected. Of course, not all of our immigrants who populated this great country have come through Ellis Island. Some came in first-class staterooms. Some came in chains. WOR listener Hattie Jiggets reminds us that even families who don't know their histories are an important and integral part of our immigrant experience.
I can't tell you much about my background. My father was born a slave.
There was a time, before that Renaissance period we all went through with the altar, that the married man wasn't the married man. And like most guys that I knew, I spent a lot of time trying to come up with a great line. Funny thing is, when I finally found that line, and that lady, turned out the best line was, "Will you marry me?" It worked. But once she put that little gold band on my finger, I was like honey to a fly. I started attracting more women than any 10 great lines would have gotten me in the old days. It was like a magic wand or a passkey to every fantasy I ever had. I've always wondered about that. Maybe you have too.
Well, number one, they're safe. Well, safety barrier.
I don't know about you. I commit more lust in my heart than I used to. But safe?
If that woman really does not want a commitment, it means that she could have a relationship and she doesn't have to worry about getting involved.
Forbidden fruit. I'll take that. Better than being just safe. Here are just a few of those safe, glamorous married men when their minds are on the loose. Hope you're taking notes.
Now and again, we see a pretty woman walking down the street, skirt above the knees, nice legs, high-heeled shoes, and, hey, listen, I'm human. I can't just turn it off.